This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Street of Eternal Happiness is the name of a new book that's out today, written by my colleague, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. His book was inspired by a year-long series he reported for us here on Marketplace. It follows the lives of individuals who dream, struggle, and grow along a single street in Shanghai. Rob joins us now from our studio situated along that very street in Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
My friend, you've been burning the midnight oil on this thing for, well, every time I call, you're in the middle of writing, and I had to rouse you from your writing zone. Why do this?
We in the media tend to focus our China coverage on the country's communist leaders or on its massive dynamic economy. But what's often missing from those narratives are real Chinese people. The Chinese are global now. They travel to New York, Washington, Florida, and they now own homes in Seattle, Los Angeles, you name it. They're our neighbors. And I think it's crucial to understand who they are as individuals and where they come from.
So you talk to your neighbors along the Street of Eternal Happiness. Tell us about, I think, one of the youngest.
Yeah, the youngest character in my book is a man in his early 30s. His name is CK. He had a very tough childhood. He's an only child, and he has an abusive father. Later, he studied really hard, and he got a good job as a manager of a state-owned enterprise that built accordions, an instrument that he plays really well. But then after a few years, he just quit. And here's CK talking to me as part of my original Marketplace story about him.
My father was very angry with me. He kept calling me. He'd say, "You can't just resign like that. You're a manager of a state-owned company. This is the Iron Rice Bowl." I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew it wasn't this.
Well, what did he want to do?
Well, first and foremost, he wanted to live life on his own terms, to be free from his parents and from the state. So he moved to Shanghai for a job with an Italian accordion maker. He learned how to build an accordion from scratch, made a very good salary, and he saved enough to run his own cafe along my street. It's a hangout place for artists like him. I found his journey and how he traveled it to be fascinating. And I think hundreds of millions of young Chinese like him now have similar paths.
What about the older generation out on your street?
Well, one of the oldest characters in my book is nearly 60, and how I came to meet him is pretty interesting. Friends of mine heard my radio series, and they'd come across a shoebox of old letters at a shop. And the letters dated back to the 1950s, and they were written between a man thrown into a labor camp for being a capitalist and his wife, who took care of their 7 children in a house on my street. I was able to find their only son. He's now nearly 60, and he lives one borough away from you there in Queens. He never got to know his father. His dad spent most of his life in prison. And when I asked the son if he blamed China's government for what happened, he had a pretty surprising answer.
His salary was good, and we could have all lived a stable life, but he was unsatisfied and wanted to make more. He should have known running his own factory was illegal.
Well, that's not what you expected him to say.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, the revolutionary campaigns of the Mao years were just madness, and that put millions of innocent people into prison. But what I learned and what his son already knew is that China is a land of constant change, and the people who succeed are the ones who pay very close attention to those changes. One day, capitalism might be fine, the next, it's not. I mean, you have to be good at sensing a change in the winds and adjusting to them quickly.
All right. Rob Schmitz, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief, and now author of Street of Eternal Happiness. Rob, thank you.
Thank you very much, David.